गाड़ी के नीचे मिली देखी चिकना कमीना देखा चांदने चिटर होके चीट किया तो सारे तारे बोले।
Hi everybody and welcome to You Podcast. My name is Asim Birni. For the release of Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, which is I think releasing pretty much today in theaters everywhere, we have a special interview with Ranbir Kapoor, the one and only. So it was super exciting. We had the opportunity to meet him in London, ask him questions for 10 minutes, I think. I edited it down, became 8 minutes. But it was an amazing opportunity, and he's a great guy, so I wanted to share it with you guys. So I know a lot of people, every time I post these interviews, they ask me one more question is, how was the person? How is Ranbir Kapoor in real life? So I thought, before we go into interview, I should just say 4 or 5 points of the things that I learned when I met Ranbir Kapoor. So the first thing is, the guy is very polite, very humble, and very soft-spoken. I mean, when he came in, he introduced himself like we didn't know who he was. He was like, I'm Ranbir Kapoor. He even asked me if he could sit in the chair where he was sitting. So I thought that was really, really nice of him. I don't know how sincere it was, but I mean, he's a great actor, so I really felt that he was being humble. So that was kind of cool. He called me dude the whole time, which was pretty amazing. So that was the second thing. Third thing, he talks really fast. He has an answer for everything, and everything sounds scripted. There was no way to really scratch beneath the surface that he had. But it's also very impossible to do that in an interview of 5-6 minutes when a lot of the questions that you get are pretty much the same ones. So you get a lot of sound bites, you get a lot of the same answers that even if you've asked the question in a different manner, they pretty much turn it around and give you the same answer anyway. Third thing I learned was the guy has the X factor. I mean, Ranbir Kapoor is a star. And I think the only time I felt this the same way is when I actually met Kareena Kapoor, weirdly enough. But when you step into the room with him, there is just like a certain aura that the guy has, that it's not about just acting. It's not about just being a nice guy or making the right projects. There's something extra surrounding that person that makes him the star that he is. So, and Ranbir Kapoor has oodles of it. And the fifth thing I learned, he has a magic on women. I mean, there were so many female journalists this time. Like, normally to these press events, we have a 50-50 breakdown, men and women and whatnot. I think this was 80% women, and they were like wearing so much makeup and dressed up to a T, wearing high heels and whatever fashion, like dangling from ears and necks and stuff like that. So it was really impressive to see. And all the female journalists, they really put their best foot forward. And there was even one that stole Ranbir Kapoor's Starbucks cup when he wasn't looking. So yeah, that's the kind of effect he has on women. So, I mean, those are the 5 things I learned. I'll try to do this more often, unless you tell me not to do this. But I'm opening some polls of some people. So yeah, I'm opening, kind of lifting the veil of what happens between these press events. So just one more thing. The interview I refer to, Ranbir, is the BigIndianPicture.com interview he did, which lasts an hour long. If you're a fan of Ranbir Kapoor, you should definitely check it out. It's probably one of the most interesting chats he's done. I think it's an hour long, but it takes him like 30 minutes to get warmed up. I was kind of worried that it would take me 10 minutes at least to get him warmed up, but he was in a very good mood, so I got lucky. But definitely check out that interview that he did. And yeah, drop us a tweet on youpodcasting.com or on Facebook. You can also find us, like us, that we would like it for you to like us. And again, this is not really the interview. Here it goes, the interview with Ranbir Kapoor. How's it going?
Good. Tired.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been non-stop.
You had like 300 interviews today or something?
340.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
That's my pleasure.
I was doing some research. I was watching the big Indian picture interview, which is an hour long, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I just had some talking points out of that interview. I hope, you know, because I felt...
You can ask me anything, man.
Okay, cool. You mentioned that you wear a different perfume for every movie.
Mm-hmm.
How do you relate
smell to a certain script? Like, how does that, is that decision made for you?
You know, we make movies over such a long period of time. We shoot for 100 to 120 days, over 7 months, 8 months. And this, you finish a schedule, you kind of detach from it, you go on with your life, and then you come back to it. Smell is something which, I connect with. Mm. So if I have associated a certain kind of smell with a character, it helps me as an actor. You know, there's certain tools, there's certain methods that you yourself discover along the way. So I guess smell really helps me. So in my last 5 films, I've used a different perfume, and it's worked for me so far.
So which fragrance did you go for Ye Jawani?
For Ye Jawani, I used the good old Davidoff Cool Water.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I had that perfume too, so I guess from what I've seen of the trailers, it kind of makes sense. It's kind of a laid back character you're playing.
Yeah.
Right. You did Barfi and you did Rockstar, and they were like massively demanding roles, I imagine. Like, they took a lot out of you. And this seems a lighter movie in a way.
You're absolutely right. Barfi and Jordan from Rockstar, they were emotionally draining. But to be honest, they're far more easier characters to play, because you have so many things, the world and the angst of Jordan, the way he walks, the way he talks, it's a certain character, it's referenced, it's coming from somewhere. Barfi was deaf and mute, his, the way he wore his clothes, the way he walked, the kind of comedy. So all these things are, it's hard, it's emotionally draining, but it's far more easier than a character like Bunny from Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, because it's contemporary, it's urban, so somewhere you have to reflect your own personality. You have to be engaging enough, you have to be charming enough to engage an audience. Because you have to be, you can't be boring. You don't have any trappings to hold on to. You don't have a certain way to talk. You have to talk like yourself, you have to walk like yourself, you have to dress like yourself, be yourself. And I think that's really hard on screen. This is a genre which I'm really scared of. Especially the urban contemporary cinema, and there are very few actors who can do this genre well, like Mr. Saif Ali Khan or Mr. Shah Rukh Khan, because they have a certain personality in real life which kind of translates to real life. I'm more comfortable with the Barfis and the Jordans. I find that easier. But I had this director, Ayan Mukherjee, who's really a brilliant boy, to do half my work for me. and because we are such close friends, he wrote the part with me in mind, so a lot of me is associated with this part, and vice versa.
And I mean, this is the first director that you're working a second time with, right?
Yes.
And is that because he's a friend, or
no? Of course, I mean, we became friends on Wake Up Sid, but I also realized that this boy is probably one of the most talented filmmakers I worked with. He has an original voice. He's trying to say something through his films. It's not it's unadulterated. I mean, his exposure to life at this age, his understanding of characters, of relationships, of life, is definitely not something that I've seen. And I've worked with a lot of good directors. He's definitely one of the better ones.
Okay. And what do you think makes him unique? Because, again, in that interview, you were saying about what is the position of the Indian hero throughout, what is your position as the Indian hero throughout all of the Indian heroes we've seen? And how, if you flip that around to Ayan, how does he relate in terms of director in all of the directors that have been?
Well, I think he's aware of the flaws of a human being. He's aware of certain nuances of life which can be engaging on screen. At the end, you're not making films for yourself. You're not just trying to prove that you're an artist. You're trying to engage a large number of audience. It's an expensive medium, so you have to really blend art and commercial together. You can't just make a masala film without any story, and at the same time you can't just make a true moment-to-moment film about a character and not make it engaging enough. So I think Ayan blends that really well. I don't know how he does it. I myself am awed by it. I'm amazed by it. But I just feel grateful that, I have a friend like him, and I have a great film marriage with him.
Right. And because at the moment we have a shootout at Wadala that's coming out, and I was watching some John Abraham interviews, and he's got all these macro sheets and Excel sheets, and where he's doing Venn diagrams about what career movies he's done and which hasn't done. And that seems like a very scientific process of choosing movies. I have a feeling that you kind of choose more with the heart. Is that correct?
Well,
or is there
I'm
some analysis?
I'm going to call up John and tell him that science is definitely not something to do with films. But yeah, you know, to be honest, I can't take credit for whatever I've done, because I've always believed that these filmmakers have chosen me. The scripts and the characters have chosen me. I came at a time when the heroes the superstars of Indian cinema of a certain age, and certain filmmakers wanted to tell stories of younger people. So I was there, right place at the right time. So I got to play certain parts in the movies, and that's really been instrumental in my growth as an actor. It's not something that I have sat and devised or I've sat and planned. It's happened to me organically, moment to moment. And that's how I really want to be. I don't want to typecast myself in certain genres. I want to try and act in every genre that there is. I don't want to be a slave to an image that might get created about me. So that's the endeavor, and I hope I'm successful in doing that. I'm just having fun at the movies.
What is the level of identification that you have with these characters, like the contemporary ones and the Jordans? I think you're maybe a couple of years older than the characters you're playing. So, also, I would like to know, what kind of advice would you give Jordan if you met him in real life, or what advice would you give Bunny if you met him in real life?
You're absolutely right, because I've never met Jordan. I've never met Burfi. These are characters that come from a different strata of society than what I've been brought up in. What happens is, my process is really marrying the director's mind, becoming the director's best friend. It's very important for the director to love me. It's very important for me to fall in love with the director, because he's going to show me this guy. He's going to make me this guy. I can't do it on my own, because I don't have that emotional bank. I don't have that exposure. I've not seen these people. So that's my process. And what advice of the film is, happiness is real only when it's shared. It's people. That's what matters. It's the people who you love, who care for you. You could have so much of success, money, fame, but if you don't have people to share it with, it's matterless. You're going to die sooner or later, and it's all going to go away. So relationships, I think that's what really means.
Well, it looks great, and loving the trailer, loving the song, so I hope it's going to be... We're looking forward to seeing it.
I hope so too.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
वही ठंडी पुरवाई रास्ता देखे